Hello, welcome to Walks with a Copywriter. I'm Ollie, I'm a copywriter, and today I'm cheating a little bit because I'm not walking, I'm sitting. I'm sitting on a bench in a forest, which is very strange actually because it's a proper bench. Somebody's put it here, but there are no other sort of amenities around here. So it's a bit of an oasis within the forest, I suppose. And I've been walking around for a while, so I thought I'd just have a rest and record a podcast episode. Today I thought I would talk about writing for other people, because it's something that might come up in your career, and is a little bit of an art form, because it's quite a unique exercise, writing for somebody else. Thought I'd share some tips from my own experience. Now, in my experience, whenever I've written for someone else, it's usually like a senior sort of executive of a company. It could be the CEO or it could be somebody else within that sort of the top of the company. And the thing about that is that you need to realise their time is valuable, but you also want to spend as much time with them as you can, because my number one tip for writing for others is to understand them. And there are two ways of doing that. You can, of course, read previous things that they've written before. This will give you an idea of both their tone of voice, their sort of the personality of their writing, but it can also give you an idea of their own experiences and the kind of things that they highlight, or the kind of experiences that they highlight. You know, some people like to explain things in stories. Others like to explain it a bit more, perhaps academically, you know, the science behind or the reasoning behind certain decisions or things that they're doing, or aspirations that they have. And so that will give you like a fair idea of what they're about, so that you can emulate them as closely as possible. But the other thing, I suppose my first kind of real tip, other than just reading their previous work, is to try to essentially interview them. Try to have a conversation with them before you begin writing. Now, again, in my experience, I've written for other people things which I've had to research because I'm not the knowledge expert, and they are. And so, you know, this is your opportunity to ask them as many questions as you would like on a particular topic that you're going to be writing about. So you want to prepare. First of all, you need to make sure that you can actually get their time, even a 15-minute conversation, you know, through an online chat, you know, or a phone call, is good. And I think they'll respect that because they'll know that you're putting in the work to do a good job for them. And frankly, I think it's the least that they can do, considering that you're writing for them. So you're saving them some trouble. The first thing really is to read their stuff that they've done before. And the second thing is to try and sit down with them and ask some questions about what they might like to say about a particular topic that you're writing about. And of course, this could be for a newsletter, in which case you might want to keep it relatively short, probably under 1,000 words, or it could be a blog article, in which case 1,000 words to 1,500 words could be just about right, or it could be for a magazine or like a trade magazine or another website online, in which case, you know, the word count will vary a lot. I think you'll want to prepare for that conversation you have with them. What I like to do is just research as much as I can beforehand. So I will actually kind of write an outline of what I think, I might like to cover within the piece, just to give myself an understanding. Because if you can give yourself like a grounding on whatever the topic is that you're writing about, you'll be much more prepared going into a conversation with them, and you'll save them a lot of bother. Because if they refer to certain terms or concepts or events which you're already aware of, at least literally being aware of it, then they don't have to give you the further context to understand it. So they might go into the details for you, which is gold dust, that's what you want, but they won't have to kind of give you a broad overview of why a particular event was significant or something like that. But the more detailed questions and answers you can get out of them, the better, because then you'll be able to cut out things which are slightly dubious, like you're not quite sure about, and just include the gold dust. It's like if you were putting a music album together, you want to make sure that it's all killer, no filler. So the more information you get out of them, the more killer information you can put in and leave out all the kind of the fluff or the stuff that the reader isn't necessarily going to care about, or the stuff that isn't going to directly hit the brief that you're given. Because remember, you're writing for a reason, to convey some information for an audience, and that brief might have been set by somebody else. Again, if you're writing for a trade magazine or something like that, then they will probably ask you the questions and you'll have to go and, you know, get the answers from the person that you're writing for. So on the day or at the time of your conversation with them, I would go in with your list of questions already written down. Write down as many as you can. Be prepared not to have to, not having time to go through all of them, but write down as many as you can, just in case you whiz through them and you actually find yourself with 5 minutes left or 10 minutes left. Because I think the more knowledge you have, your ability to write something good is going to increase. I found in the past, often, particularly when you are talking to CEOs, and I spent a lot of time with startups, and you know, the CEOs of startups tend to be the founders, therefore the visionaries, and tends to talk in kind of big, sort of broad conceptual ideas about the future, which may or may not be possible. They might just be aspirational. And, you know, in practical terms, the company might take much longer to get there than that person thinks or hopes. And also the end result might be slightly pared down a little. That's something to be aware of for sure. Now, when you're writing the content, it's really important, as I said earlier, to have read content from the person that you're writing for, to get an idea of their tone of voice, their personality. Now, some of this might be kind of like an intuitive process for you. If you're familiar enough with that individual, you've spoken to them in the past, you've received communications from them by email or through a company newsletter, or you've seen them speak on radio or TV or something like that, you might already have an idea. But I would just kind of like, as a refresher, have it fresh in your mind. Try to read as much content as possible and then emulate their style. Don't copy it. There's no real need for that, I don't think. I think the general person that's going to be reading the piece is not going to be holding it side by side with something else that they've written elsewhere. They're not going to be able to detect that it was written by somebody else, probably. But you do need to try to sort of fits the general tone of the person you're writing for in your writing, just to make sure that it sounds relatively consistent. But I wouldn't overdo it. I wouldn't spend too much time trying to create a carbon copy of what that person might sound like, because the next stage is to present that to the individual you're writing for and let them critique it, let them provide feedback. That's their chance to say, no, I would never say that, or I wouldn't phrase it that way, or actually that's missing out some important information that we should add in. Let them kind of go through the editing process, let them edit your work, or at least provide you with the feedback so that you can edit it yourself. And that's kind of like, I think, really all I have to say about that. It's relatively simple. Read stuff that they've done before. Definitely try to get the time with them to ask them the questions that you need, and then present it back to them and let them feed back to you any changes that they would like to make. If you go through that process, I don't think you'll end up with anything bad. I think it should be pretty good, because you'll have their sign off on it. Anyway, I'll leave it there then, and I'll go and get up and walk around the forest a bit more, make the most of this uncharacteristically sunny British weather, And in the meantime, best of luck with your copywriting, and I'll speak to you next time.